Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the FPL Winners. Today I'm joined by Gianni Vutice and it's me, Ali, FPL Guns. How you been, Gianni?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Not too bad. I mean, it's a prop. We're talking on a proper underwhelming game week, aren't we? So, yeah, I'm absolutely fine. It was brilliant last week to get such a big green arrow, which I think many got on that kind of Bournemouth double game week. We saw that 4-3 thriller, Bournemouth-Luton, where loads of managers that stacked up on those teams were rewarded. But then you come to this week and it's like, oh, those on free hit just wanted a high scoring game week. They just wanted goals from popular players and we didn't really get it. So look, fair play to those that did have a Maniz, for example, or a Fulham goalkeeper or defender. Outside of that, slim pickings, you know, the likes of Gibbs White, yeah, return. But no one went really big outside of Fulham. We've still got another game left. But I think this week is more about just, yeah, moving on. And looking ahead, and if you've used your free hit, don't be disappointed. Like, I'm gonna lose out to loads that didn't free hit, will outscore me, and I've used my free hit. But free hits aren't just about the week you use it. It's what you've done with your team in the weeks around it, which is where you can possibly have really benefited. And I've had green arrows because I committed to this strategy. So I don't mind if it's underwhelming. I just hope, I hope today's fixture, West Ham, Aston Villa, in a way goes my way. I've got Watkins, Bowen, Martinez. And Areola, Paul, would be disappointing. What about you, Ali? How are you set for today's game and how's your game week gone?
Well, I'm not free hitting, but I have full 11 playing. Nice. I'm basically waiting for two more players to feature, which is Alex Moreno and Watkins. This game week turns out to be not only bad for free hitting, but also a bad one for planning, for those who planned it through, just like I did. So basically, this game week, I'm not sure who it is good for, but overall, it's a really, really low scoring game week. So as I expected, to be honest, that's why I didn't want to use my free hit sheet. But yeah, you never know with Watkins and some of the popular picks like Bowen, maybe Martinez in goal. A lot of free hitters went there as well. Areola is well owned, so there's a good game to watch and good game to spend your Sunday evening with.
Yeah, a few did go Martinez in goal, but the vast majority on free hit, Ali, went Flecken. And when after 10 minutes, when you hear, I was listening on the radio, I was driving and I heard Reguilon was sent off, and I was like, oh, everyone that free hit went Reguilon. So that was me, along with what, a million other managers or whatever it was. I was fine with that, but then I was like, oh my god, Burnley have got a penalty, and I'm thinking, if Flecken saves this, it could be a month. Like, as soon as a goalkeeper saves a penalty, like, they're rewarded almost instantly in the BPS. Like, you even if you concede two or three goals, if you save a penalty, you still end up with bonus a lot of the time. I was thinking, please, Flecken, do not save this penalty. Unfortunately, he didn't. So, yeah, it was one of those weeks. I mean, let's reflect on a couple of those games. I think the headline, Ali, and guys, if you're tuning in, happy Sunday morning. Happy Monday morning for those listening on podcast. Likes and subscribes are welcome. Fulham got the headlines. I said all week, like, the thing that put me off going big on Spurs was Fulham never get battered at Craven Cottage. I was right, but I was wrong that I didn't back Fulham. I didn't expect Fulham to win the football match. And they were just classy. This is a team, Ali, that's playing with not much to play for. And we always say this point in the season, start looking at teams that have got something to play for. Actually, the mid-table teams, and we see it every year, that can play with a little bit of just like swagger because there's no pressure. They're not going for a title. They're not going to go down. They're not going for European play. They can just play with freedom and express themselves. We've seen that from Fulham in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, with Fulham, you don't expect a lot of clean sheets. I've had Leno in my free hit draft, but I didn't really use a free hit. I didn't expect a clean sheet, but I expected a lot of save points. Yeah. So basically, when you play against Spurs, I don't think many teams are able to keep a clean sheet because Spurs, even if they lose, they still manage to score one or two. So it was a surprise for me that Fulham kept a clean sheet. But when Fulham play, you know there are goals in it, and I did expect them to score. I just the score wasn't really reflecting my expectations. So Fulham is a good side. I mean, I've said it times and times. I think with a few players in their team, I think they're really, really high quality. Like Palinha, I think Palinha was back from the injury and he featured in this game. Muniz has been very impressive. I was really waiting and hoping for Watkins news that, you know, maybe he's out for certain, but didn't really get them. Maybe he's still out. We're not sure, but because we're recording at the moment before the game. But again, Muniz is a good shout, and they have a good fixture the next game week. I think he's a good bench option in terms of if you're playing 3-5-2. He's a good third striker for you. With the rest of the Fulham team, I think I'm not sure about defense. Leno is a good goalkeeper. He's a quality goalkeeper. He used to play for Arsenal. He was really, really good. With the rest of the players, I'm not sure where to go. But Muniz, even with strikers in the team like Broya, I think Jimenez is there as well. He's back from the injury.
He's back now, yeah.
But like, it would be really harsh to bench one of your most informed players in Muniz.
Yeah, no, I like that. Muniz has been amazing. 7-7 now in the Premier League. Luton and Forest was, I mean, for a long time there, we thought Luton might win and keep a clean sheet. And a few did back the likes of Toffolo in defence. What was disappointing for me was I was on Morgan Gibbs-White all week, Ali. And then I went, oh, do you know what? I'm going to go Elanga, because all the Forest fans forums were saying like he's guaranteed to start. And Elanga does pay that little bit higher. And surprisingly, it was Elanga that got 90 and Morgan Gibbs-White that got the 86 minutes. So the prediction was right in terms of minutes, that Elanga was going to get 90 or play the vast majority of the game, which he did. But it was Gibbs-White that picked up the assist and I think a bonus point as well. So fair play to those that went Gibbs-White. He was my first sub. But Luton Forest, we wanted to be high scoring. We wanted to see Doughty and Morris combine, and Doughty went off at half time. Morris again with a blank. Like, that's a lot of managers have backed Morris in recent weeks for a good fixture run, which included the three goals he scored against Bournemouth where he didn't feature. So disappointing there to have a low scoring event. And then look, fair play to Burnley, 2-1 over Brentford. 10 men didn't help Brentford, but so many went Tony. A lot went Tony capped, which, by the way, was a decision I really liked. And if you went Tony captain, unlucky. It didn't help that you went down to 10 men early. Like, you need Brentford goals. You've gone Vissa or Tony. You want, and you're playing 90 minutes with 10 men. So, so tough.
I had Charlie Taylor in my team.
Did you?
They conceded late in the game. I think it was 83rd or 4th minute. Oh, so it was painful. Pretty late in the game. And I was hoping that he's maybe subbed, or I was checking the live scores, and it didn't really happen. But with the red, I was really hoping for at least clean sheet point. That would have been huge, because I'm not sure if many managers have Taylor starting in their team. I think there was a good differential, and 5 or 6 points in this kind of game week is really, really huge.
Getting a return this game week seems massive. Like in my 11, I don't have a single return, Ali. Like I think if we see my bench, I've got two returns on my bench already with still a player to play. Like I had Vitinha who got an assist at Burnley. I had Gibbs White and I've not got a single return in my 11. So it's just one of those painful weeks where you just go, it is what it is. When we fail in FPL, it's always good to fail en masse, fail together, fail with others. And when that happens, you don't get the big red arrows. So yes, you might be on a red, but it's probably a small red this game week. So it's a low scoring week. It's a good week to have a bad week because so many have free hit. And look, for those that still got their free hit, fair play. In 34, you might go big. It is worth noting, in Ali, let's just turn our attention to future planning because I don't think we need to review the games yesterday in any more detail. But future planning, Wolves going out of the FA Cup increases the chance of a Bournemouth double in 34. That's quite good news for those that free hit, because those that free hit have probably got triple Bournemouth. So again, game week 34, you're already starting to get some doublers in motion. And off the back of this weekend's FA Cup games, we will know a lot more about the doubles of 34 and 37. In terms of predictions. So by tonight, we'll know who's very likely to double in 34 and 37. And then we can think about when we're wildcarding for you, when you're free hit and when you're bench boosting. I mean, I'm guessing you're planning on using your free hit chip in a double of 34 or 37.
Yeah, definitely. That was the part of the reason why I didn't use it now, because I just didn't know what doubles we'll still get. I think there are a lot of... I think there are a couple of games where Chelsea and Tottenham are still, you know, to be rescheduled. There are a lot of games to be rescheduled, and yeah. I didn't want to, you know, use it this time. So basically, I think I'm not planning on getting any Bournemouth players. If they double in 34, that would be a good use of free hit. But again, just like last game week, I think we've seen it times and times, many times, that the teams like Bournemouth, Luton, they're not really worthy of a double game week players, because true, they're not consistent enough to pull off good two performances back to back. So my stance on that still remains the same. Even if they double, I might not go there. Maybe Solanke, maybe one player that is in form, but we'll see when we approach game week 34, 35. I think 35 could be a small double game week as well.
Yeah, it'll be interesting that. And you're right about backing teams from like players from weaker teams, just not so weaker players from weaker teams, backing them in blanks and doubles. This is a prime example this game week to show that when the chips are down and you can't pick your Arsenal, your Man City, your Liverpool players, look what happens. Like, it's just so low scoring. And that's why we have these premium assets in FPL who deliver week on week. And we see our high average points in a week where, sure, Spurs have played and just didn't turn up. And Villa will play. But the vast majority of teams that played this game week, kind of bottom half teams. And you just go, oh, it's underwhelming. And it might be similar groups of players you look at for a double in 34 and go, do I really want to be taking hits for a mid-table player, an average player that just doesn't have that reliability factor that the big players do? So yeah, we'll err on the side of caution when the doubles come around, but probably, Ali, fall for it again.
Yeah. Dude, what do you think of planning for the next game week? Because my initial plan was to getting Salah.
Was it? Were you going to go 30 for Salah instead of... Because a lot that wildcard will get him in 31. So if you can get him in 30, you've got a bit of a differential there.
Yeah, I'm getting Salah, and I most likely will be getting one of Muniz, or I think I might go there with Darwin again because they have good fixtures. Brighton at home for Liverpool.
Yeah.
And the next game week, I think they're playing Sheffield at home. Mm. I'm not sure about the fixture, but they have a good fixture in 31 as well. So basically, my Luton triple up was Kaminski, Barkley, and Morris. Last game week, Barkley scored. I wish I'd captained him because it was between Morris and Barkley, but unfortunately, it didn't really work out. It's time to get rid of some of the players now because I don't have Man City players at the moment. I'm not showing your team. I started with my team because you're on a free hit and we can't really see your bus team, unfortunately. But,
yeah. But no, that's good. Keep yours on screen.
Yeah, this is my team. I still have Palmer and Saka. Morris will be likely benched. And I'm just tired of Tony because I've got him really, really early. I think it was game of 27 or I think 26 or 25 even, because he had a fixture in a blank game week. So I will be getting rid of Tony for a -4, most likely, even though Manchester United at home is not a bad fixture for Brentford historically. No. But I'll be getting Salah, and I have high hopes for him. Another issue is Reguilon. At least those who on free hit don't have to, you know, use a transfer to get him out. But he's an issue in my team, and my backline looks all right with Alex Moreno, Pedro Porro, but with Gabriel away at City and Taylor away at Chelsea, it's not. I have to pick. I might consider selling Reguilon and keep Tony. So these are roughly my plans for the next game week.
Yeah, okay. I like that. I like that. If you can get on Salah early, like everyone's going to have Salah by 31, so you can gain an advantage by owning him in 30. That's for sure.
I don't have CD either. I don't have CD assets. I want to back my Arsenal players, and I will be without City players for a couple of games before I wild card.
Restack up. See, I'm back on triple City. I've got triple City attack, but it's likely De Bruyne was always going to be my Salah. Like, Salah was always going to be my De Bruyne replacement. Like, that's a move that I'm going to make. Unfortunately, you need money in the bank to upgrade De Bruyne to Salah, and it is an upgrade, clearly. And I don't quite know where I'm going to get that money from. And I think I'll be rolling in 30 and then 31 be making that switch. So, yeah, let's see. I mean, my cash cows could be a Watkins. And again, do I want to sell Watkins in 30? Not really. But could I sell him in 31? Yeah. In 30, he's got Wolves at home. In 31, he's got Man City away. And he then plays Brentford and Arsenal. So it's a tough set of three games for Watkins. Although the Brentford fixture clearly is fine. So I think that's what I'll end up doing. I think De Bruyne will convert to Salah in 31 and probably a Watkins downgrade. I also want to make sure I've got triple Arsenal. By the way, guys, it does look like Arsenal will be another team, according to those that are predicting double game weeks, that it could be Arsenal with a double game week in 34. So again, we're all going to want triple Arsenal, and I need more money in the bank to be able to upgrade one of my defenders because I need Saliba. Like, I want Gabriel, Saliba, Saka. That's the Arsenal trio I want. And at the moment, Ali, my defence, let me just read out my defenders. I've got Gabriel. And look, my defenders have been picking up some all right points of late, but boy, do they look bad from 30 onwards. I've got Gabriel alongside Zabani, Taylor, Bell and Doherty. Like, two Luton, a Burnley and a Bournemouth centre-back. Like, no, I can keep three of the four, but I need one of them to convert to a decent defender like Saliba. So that'll be the plan. And again, getting Arsenal defence in 30, not needed because it's Man City away, but from 31, they've got Luton. Luton at home, Brighton away, Villa at home. They've got some good fixtures, Arsenal. Like, they're going to keep clean sheets. They're the best defence in the league. So my plan is to move towards Salah, move towards Saliba, and it might mean that the likes of a Watkins has to go. And yeah, someone like a Maniz, or even I might have to go down to like a Mateta. By the way, Palace could double in 34, just as an eighth attacker who I can play in a double game where you can bench the rest of the time. Mateta's actually who I've got my eye on. He enables a lot more.
Yeah, I don't mind getting rid of Watkins, especially.
You're not.
This is the time of the season where I think Aston Villa will have to prioritize, even though they're in a fight for a top four. They're in a good position to finish fourth, by the way. With Spurs losing yesterday, I think they've managed to stay. I think they're fourth, if I'm not mistaken. So Aston Villa will have to prioritize because for Thursday night games in the Conference League, I think they do affect your Premier League form because they have lost. Even though McGinn got a red card last game week, I think they still affect the such teams because they're not used to playing two or three times in 7 days.
They don't have the squad to cope with it, and they're used to a week on the training ground. So like, the standard Champions League teams that we see every season, Liverpool in Europe, they can deal with the schedule. Teams like Villa and Brighton and West Ham, they're just more likely to struggle with it.
Yeah, absolutely. And It's just for those who are chasing, I think it's a good move to get rid of Watkins because he's well owned. He's the guy to maybe bet against. But we'll see how he performs today if he's starting. So it's always tough to let go, you know, highly owned players, especially when he's, you know, when there are good fixtures. But I think you have to, you know, play it for fun. And for me, what I've sold Haaland, and I'm not planning to bring him in the next 2 or 3 game weeks. So.
Yeah, okay, now here. Ali, final question to you. It's just about hits, because I know you're fine playing aggressive FPL, and you won FPL last season by taking quite a fair few hits. But at the moment, with you not on free hit, you've taken a lot of hits in the last few game weeks. You're, again, if you're bringing Salah in this game week to get ahead of the curve, it'll be more hits. Are you conscious of your -4s at the moment? Does that make it? Does that put you off? Are you happy just to keep attacking and going? I'm jumping the gun. I'm going early, and if I need to take a hit to do it, so be it.
Yeah, my team is in a bad condition. It has been in a bad place for a while now, because even if I take a hit, it still like ends up to be a positive hit. Mm. So the players that I sell, they're not really performing, and. They're blanking, and the players I buy mostly sometimes, you know, it pay off. So I think in some of the cases in my rank, I'm just outside 1 million overall rank, and I think I don't have much to lose. There's not much thought I'm bringing in making transfers, because it's just you have to have fun in my place. Otherwise, last year was completely different, because I didn't take many hits. I'm a big advocate of not taking hit, because it really, really, it's not paying off often. But at my rank, I think it's not a big issue.
Yeah. Just seeing some stats on the scout members area, Ali.
That's okay to sell Barkley. That's okay to sell Morey. Sorry about that.
No. Yeah. No, not at all. No, I was just saying, I've seen some stats, and don't punish yourself if you've had a bad free hit. That's my final note. Tony, 2 big chance involvements. You were unlucky. Elanga, 2 big chance involvements. If you owned him, you were unlucky. Madison, a big chance involvement. Son, a big chance involvement. Reguilon, red card. These things, I've got all those 5 players in my 11. Like, it was probably an all right decision. It was a poor outcome, and that's FPL. We're fine, we go again, and you'll be on the other side of that swing in the next couple of weeks. It is an international break. There's loads of content coming on the Scout YouTube channel, so stay tuned for that. Make sure you go and follow Ali on Twitter at FPL Guns. Follow me on YouTube, the Gianni Battici YouTube channel. You can check that out. Loads of content there too. And check out the Scout members area if you want to do some research in the international break. I will spend more time than usual in the Scout members area because it's the international break. A little bit of downtime to maybe go over some stats and see if why we're heading in the wrong direction. Why didn't we see the Fulham win? Blah, blah, blah. Guys, likes and subscribes are very, very welcome. Ali and I will be back as always. Possibly not next Sunday, don't know yet, but definitely the Sunday after, reacting to game week 30, where hopefully we've both got Salah in place. I don't know, it might be 31 for me. But for now, guys, have a good Sunday. If you're listening on Monday or Tuesday, have a good start to the week, and we will see you very soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.